On the line, I have John Leach, Chief Executive of Irish Water Safety. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Good afternoon, and a great pleasure to be on air with you and your listeners again. I'm in great form, looking out over Galway Bay here with blue sky, and the burn looks magnificent, and it's just Galway Bay just looks magnificent at the moment. And of course, most people are heading out towards Salt Hill and Blackrock to enjoy our beaches out there, and no doubt your own listeners are heading out onto your own beaches as we speak, or about to pack the bags as soon as the children finish school.
Yeah, I'm always extolling the great coastline that we have, especially over here in the north side of Dublin. It's absolutely fantastic, absolutely great. Okay, we have some tips for people. Just start by saying, I suppose, be a little critical of people. Sometimes when people travel to the beach or wherever they may be walking, they seem to sometimes leave their brains at home, or the weather sort of melts their brains a little bit, because they get very, very careless. And I just want to emphasize the fact with children, be very careful with children.
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. Now, I suppose, having said that, I agree with you entirely about what you just said there, because I don't know, whatever gets into people's head when the sun comes out, but unfortunately, they can be a little bit, should we say, careless in terms of supervising their children. The good news is, I suppose, is that tomorrow, the lifeguards go on the beaches all around the Fingal, all those lovely beaches up along there. So at least the lifeguards will be out to, if you like, to look after the children, who won't be looked after terribly well on the beaches tomorrow, won't be supervised very well. But I think it's important to note that 37 children aged 14 and under drowned in the last 10 years up to 2014. So that's a very large classroom of children, who essentially weren't supervised and drowned as a result. So, yeah, we're very keen that people will obviously look after their children, who are going to absolutely love getting into the water at the moment.
And just
the temperature on the east coast now is about 14 degrees, so, and it will be warmer in some of the shallower spots, so it will be nice for swimming. Particularly if the sun has been on the sand all day and then the water comes in on top of it, it'll warm it up beautifully, so it is going to be nice on your beaches.
Okay, just to go back onto that again, I don't want to labour the point too much, but it's sometimes, you mentioned there about the lifeguards coming on, but sometimes people sort of, it gets a bit negative because they walk onto the beach, see the lifeguard, and sort of feel like, okay, they're there, so we can relax a little bit and let the kids go off. But drowning is a silent thing that happens to people. People have the perception that people sort of scream and shout and wave their hands in the air, and that's not true. And also, I want you to talk as well about the cold water and the effects on that, the length of time people should spend in the water.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, and the good news is, because we've had this prolonged spell of good, really sunny weather, the water really is warming up, which is fantastic to see. And it's warming up earlier this year than it did last year. It's 15 degrees now off the Cork Kerry coast, which is the warmest in the country. It's about just under 14 degrees up around, Fingal and the Dublin area. So it's not quite as warm as off Cork and Kerry, but it's not far off it. In the inland waterways, it's up to 16 degrees, on the rivers, and even more in some of the shallower rivers, like the Three Sisters down below in the southeast that some people might be swimming in. But the Shannon is 16 degrees at the moment. Donegal is still the coolest, I'm afraid, at around 10-ish degrees, 9-10 degrees. Still quite cold up there because it's obviously further north. So we haven't been swimming much in open water at the moment, and what we now need to do is just get used to it again. And so I always say to people, when you're getting into the water, particularly this time of the year, just as you enter the water, first of all, swim within your depth, and as you walk, wade out into the water. Throw some water over the back of your neck, because it prepares your body for a cold shock and prevents you getting lightheaded, or prevents you getting, into a situation where you're not able to deal with what they refer to as cold water immersion. So that's always a good thing to do, and go in safely. And then if you do feel ill or feel bad, which some people do, then you just put your feet down and you can wade straight back in again, and come out of the water. Unfortunately, some people, they will jump straight into deep water out of their depth without preparing themselves for it. They haven't been swimming since maybe last year. They will get cold water immersion shock, and unfortunately they will drown very, as you've described so correctly, very silently and quickly. So that's we want people to really enjoy themselves now over the next few days. We got this fantastic weather, but do it in a safe manner. Either swim on the lifeguarded beaches, and you've got lots of them, up in Fingal. And just, you've also got Dublin City, you've got Dollymount. But then you have in Fingal, you've got obviously Howth, Portmarnock, Malahide, Donabate, Portrane, Rush, Loch Shilly, Skerries and Balbriggan. So you have just the most magnificent beaches up along there. And they're safe beaches too. They're good beaches. They're nice shallow shelving ones. So there's no reason for people to get into trouble there. Just swim within your depth and really enjoy it. It's our advice.
And you want to talk also, just while you're on that, about the extended periods that people might spend in the water. They might not think about this as a danger of them getting hypothermia. Is that correct?
Yeah, and particularly with young children. Yeah, at times the children are having such a great time, you kind of leave them there and possibly a little bit too long. And it's only when you sort of go down to dry them off and when it's time to go home, you realise that they're not well, and they can at that stage become mildly hypothermic, or indeed even more than mildly hypothermic. So that's something to be careful of. I mean, you shouldn't really leave young children in the water for more than, say, sort of 15-20 minutes maximum at the moment, because their bodies aren't quite used to it yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, as we get further into the summer, they can spend longer in the water, and the water temperature is also rising as well, hopefully, if the weather continues as it is at the moment. Mm-hmm. But 15 minutes really is plenty for them at the moment. Let them warm back up again. Even if you're staying on the beach for a while, get them out of the water for a while, let them play games on the beach, and then let them back into the water again, maybe for another shorter swim, say 10 minutes or so before you head home. Okay. But no, you don't want children too long in the water at this time of the year yet.
Yeah, I want to emphasise as well, I've talked to a lot of parents in the course of the year, and I do find more and more people, of course, are taking the correct measure of teaching their children to swim. They're teaching to swim in swimming pools, and this applies to adults as well. I mean, people swim all year round in swimming pools, and then when the sun comes out, go to the beach. It's a whole different ball game swimming in the open water than it is in a pool.
Yep, very much so. It's a totally different experience, and that's what why we're really trying to warn people to prepare for the cold water immersion. I mean, normal pools are maybe 25, 26 degrees. We're talking about at least 10 degrees and even possibly a little bit more colder than that. So that's why people aren't used to it. And also it's the whole environment of standing on sand, or some people will swim in rivers. Rivers are dangerous, as we know, because they claim the greatest number of lives every year to drowning. So be very careful where you swim on a river. Make sure it's either a lifeguard, place, which some of the bathing areas are. But if not, make sure it's a traditional bathing area. And just use local knowledge to find out that it is, in fact, an area that is safe to swim in. Normally, you'll identify it because it'll have a yellow box there, it'll have a ring buoy. You'll be able to wade out and swim within your depth, and that's the important thing. At this time of the year, going out of your depth, if you get any form of cramp or you feel unwell or feel lightheaded, you suddenly put your feet down, you can take a mouthful of water, and regrettably, as you described earlier on, you just drown silently, and mm-hmm. that's really what happens.
And I'd sort of equate some water safety as well to travelling on the road, because a lot of people down the country, I'm always extra careful, for instance, when I'm driving down the country, because I just don't know the roads very well. And that applies to waterways and all sorts of beaches and everywhere. And just because you go and see crowds of people swimming in a particular area, ask questions, because they know the place, you don't. I think that's...
You're absolutely right. And the other thing I wouldn't like to mention also is that we've got spring tides this weekend, and we had a pretty dramatic rescue there last weekend by the Coast Guard up in just north of you there in Louth, up at Black Rock. So just be careful on your own beaches. You're going to have very, very big tides. So that means that some people will even go out and they'll pick, mussels and periwinkles on the rocks, because it's time of the month where you've got a very, very big range of a tide. So that means stranding is a real issue. So be very careful when you're walking. Carry your mobile phone. And should you see somebody in trouble, or you yourself get into trouble, phone for 112 or 999, the Coast Guard, and just give your position, and they'll get either a lifeboat or a helicopter to you quickly. But yeah, please call early for the Coast Guard. There's no reason why anybody should be lost because of stranding. If you carry a phone, that'll keep you out of trouble. But what I'm really saying is try and avoid that happening by keeping an eye on the tide. Find out what time the tide is at. You can do that online nowadays, it's so easy, or in the newspapers. And just make sure that at low water, when you're walking along the beach, that you don't have the water coming around you and strand you off, like what happened to the people, the four girls up in Black Rock there a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. Place, I think that's inclined to happen as well, as down around Sandymount on the south side of the city here. Can we talk about just people travelling, if they're using boats or any sort of crafts on the water, precautions they should take?
Oh, the old chestnut as it is, the water safety chestnut, please wear your life jacket. Very, very important that everybody goes out, you know, over the weekend. And, I mean, obviously, thousands of people will be out over the weekend. But we want them to wear a life jacket. They'll all come home safely if they wear a life jacket that is correctly fitting, has been serviced, and, as you know, is it's got a holding down device on it. In other words, that's you know, the inflating life jackets that we spoke about before. I always refer to them, compare them to parachutes. You know, if they're not, you know, properly maintained, mm-hmm. and if they're not properly fitted and maintained, then unfortunately they don't work. They really are quite dangerous. And for most of the most of your listeners, a buoyancy aid is far more suitable for somebody who's got any kind of a reasonable level of swimming skills. They're just like, you know, the little jacket that you put on. Some will have collars on them. If you're a weaker swimmer, make sure you get one with a collar around your neck. Otherwise, a standard one that looks like a sort of a waistcoat is ideal for, you know, sea kayaking, mm-hmm. for going angling, for, you know, whatever your aquatic sailing, whatever your aquatic activity is. And sea kayaking has become very, very popular now in the last sort of couple of years, because it's an inexpensive way of getting out and really enjoying our coastal scenery, which we have fantastic island, you know, that you mentioned around at the introduction. But it's a safe way of doing it. But again, make sure you bring a mobile phone in, a waterproof Ziploc bag, if you're going out in a sea kayak, or bring a handheld VHF radio so you can call for help if anything happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and finally, I started off by saying about the sun melting the brain and making people rather remiss when they go out near the water or anywhere like that. But also another thing, the old chestnut as well, is alcohol and water do not mix in any shape or form, whether you're drinking it or whether you're partaking in sports.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. About a third of all drowning victims will have consumed alcohol. And so if you, we would just ask everybody to really enjoy the waterways this weekend, but don't drink until you come in off the water, and then don't go back out onto the water, because that's what tends to happen is people, because they've been had a few jars, obviously their whole judgment is not working properly, let's mm-hmm. be honest. And people take silly risks and do silly things and really dangerous things because they've taken some drink, and that's when the tragedies can occur. So hopefully people will just stay away from the beaches, from, you know, the piers, from their boats and kayaks, whatever they're going to be up to this weekend. You know, once they've come in off the water, just go home or go to a restaurant or go to wherever you're going to enjoy your few jars and your meal, or whatever, and don't return to the water.
Okay, and finally, John, you have Irish Water Safety have swimming and life saving classes for adults and children, and I also want to mention put a call out for if anybody sees any boys missing or anything like that along the way, to report it immediately.
Yes, indeed. For skerries and for rush, there'll be water safety weeks on next month. And so if you click on iws.ie, you can enroll for those classes. They're brilliant for your children. They're a week long. The children really enjoy them, and it's a great way of learning water safety, you know, at a young age, amongst friends, amongst your counterparts. For the ring boys that might go missing, if you just click on ringboys.ie and just report where you see them missing, and then the local authorities can have them replaced. But we're pleased to sort of say that it has improved. It's definitely getting better. People are definitely getting better at reporting ring boys, and I suppose maybe using their own influences of preventing people from interfering with them. And you've got some very good listeners out there who actually will, if they see one, they'll pick it up and coil the rope up and put it back into its box where it belongs and where it can be needed to effect a rescue. Mm-hmm. They effect rescues every month in this country, so they really are a very, very valuable piece of public rescue equipment.
Okay, and what's the website? I have it down, safetyzone.ie.
Safetyzone.ie, that's the one we like to promote to encourage people who maybe not have been trained or skilled in, say, for instance, sea kayaking or canoeing or sailing or whatever, diving, whatever, swimming, whatever the sport is, the aquatic sport is. And it's just, it's links into all the various national governing bodies who are responsible for those various disciplines of aquatic sports. And you can go and undergo, do their courses with them. And we recommend that you do that, because a lot of people try and teach themselves, and of course they are innocently, I suppose, going out making awful mistakes and doing things they shouldn't do purely because they haven't received any training.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll let you get back to it out into the sun. Are you expecting more crowds now for the bank holiday weekend?
Oh, yes, yeah. I mean, Salt Hill will be absolutely, it will be really packed, so it will, packed all together for this weekend. There's a lot of people in Galway anyway, so a lot of them, they will all go out and enjoy. Because it looks like the Mediterranean out there at the moment. It's just amazing, you know. It's just
terrific, God,
we got a few more weeks of this every year. It'd be fantastic for us all.
It'd be terrific. Listen, John, thank you very much. Always a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Dan. Bye. And that is John Leach, Chief Executive of Irish Water Safety. And you can look up iws.ie for all the tips on water safety, and also ringboys.ie if you notice any of the boys missing or anywhere like that. But iws.ie for all of those. Okay, we go to a break.
This is 90.3 Near FM.